And now we continue with Steve's audio description of the THF6A. Again, I remind you that Steve is driving an automobile as this tape is being recorded, so you are going to hear some traffic noise in the background.
THF6A Kenwood handheld instruction tape. This is Steve, K9DCI, and this side is going to describe setting frequencies, PLs, offsets, and the like. All frequency setting basically comes from the VFO mode. We start in VFO mode, and then we store it into whatever memory location we wish, pretty much with the same procedure. VFO button B, we enter that. If it's going to be in one of the three handbands, it can be either the A or B receiver. You switch between receivers with button 3. Obviously, it's got to be the 2-meter, 220, or 440 handband, or near that, to be on the A receiver. But it can be any frequency from 0.1 megahertz up to 1300 megahertz in the B receiver. And again, remember the A receiver is the low beep on button 3. The first thing we do is program a frequency into the VFO mode. So make sure we're in the VFO mode by hitting the VFO button B. That's on the right-hand side. Then we can dial the frequency if we're already near where we want, or we can enter a frequency directly by hitting the enter key, that's pound button. Enter a frequency, remembering that the star button is the decimal point, so that helps us. Also, when you enter a frequency directly and it ends in zero or multiple zeros, you can either enter the zeros or hit the enter key and it will fill in zeros for you. One method that's starting a little easier is if you have a frequency already in one of the memories, which is close to where you want to reprogram some other memory, you can take the information from a memory location, a call channel, or an info channel, and bring it over into the VFO. So let's say you have a 2-meter frequency in the 146 range and you want to program another 146 range. Go to that memory location, and that's done by going into the memory recall mode. Let's say it's in one of the standard 400 memories, so you would push the memory recall button C, and then dial the click tune knob, remembering that location 0 is the beep, and clockwise goes up in numbers. But again, remember, it only goes up and tunes across those memory locations that have something programmed in them. Once you have that frequency in the display, you then transfer it to VFO by hitting the function button A and then the VFO button B. That transfers from memory into VFO. Now you have in VFO this frequency with all PL and offsets included. This is convenient since when moving around the 2-meter band, you start with all that information already programmed in. And when you're in the amateur band, it will automatically program the offset, realizing that 2 meters has some positive and negative offsets. So as you change frequencies, the auto offset should take care of all that for you. I have to verify that when transferring frequencies, but typically the offset automatically switches as you change the VFO frequency. So let's say you have a 146 frequency in the VFO and you then change that to either a 147 or a 145. It will correct the offset for you as you change that frequency. It will keep the auto offset on and it will keep the PL tone. So since we tend to have all the same PL frequencies in a given band, this makes it much simpler. So again, you recall one of your memory frequencies, whatever it may be, whether it be call, info, or memory recall. And then you hit the function A key and the memory to VFO B key to store that in the VFO. Now we have something in the VFO mode, either the proper frequency or the 2-meter or nearby frequency that we want to put into some memory location. You can now enter a new frequency by the direct frequency mode into the VFO or tune the click tuning knob to get to your new frequency. Once you get to the new frequency, you want to now program that into the appropriate memory. To go into one of the 400 memories, you will push the function button A and then dial in with the click tune knob the proper memory location. Again, remembering zero is the beep, and clockwise at this present time will now go up through all memory locations. So you can count clicks to get to the desired memory location. Unfortunately, the display will show whether the memory location is full or empty, with either a hollow arrow for an empty channel or a solid arrow for a full channel. There are no independent beeps to tell you that, so you'll have to know which memory location you want to put it into. The info channels are also in that list. They're up near the top end after the 400 channels. They currently have the names of I1 through I0, and I'll have to check to see exactly where they are relative to the beep. There's also two priority channels, and the call channels should be there as well. I'd have to check the manual to see about that, but that's basically how you program things into memory, and I'll just review that quickly. All memory programming starts in the VFO mode. You can either enter it directly by pushing the enter key and digits using a star as decimal point. You can pick a nearby frequency by recalling it from memory, load that into VFO, and then change it, and that will keep the PL and automatic offsets. And then you store that into memory by hitting the function button and then using the click tune knob to pick the desired location. Hope that helps. I'll move on to offset and PL next. Okay, getting a channel to have a PL tone takes two steps. One, turn on the tone, and two, set the frequency. Turning on the tone is done simply with the tone button 7. Each time you push it, it goes from no tone to tone on transmit to tone on transmit and receive to digital coded squelch and back to no tone. And the beeps sound like this. The low tone being no tone, then we go again around, transmit, receive, digital, no tone. Then we go back to transmit. So this says that we now have the tone enabled for transmit, and again that is just the tone button 7, pushing it repeatedly. Now to set the PL frequency, you have to have that tone enabled for transmit or transmit and receive. If it's not enabled, trying to set a tone will not work. In order to set the tone frequency, we hit the function button A, then we hit the tone button 7 again. Now the display shows a blinking PL frequency. To set the proper PL frequency, we have to know first that the lowest frequency, 67 Hz, has a beep associated with it. Then we can go up clockwise. And I'll give a few frequencies here just for reference. The 10th click is 94.8, the 11th is 97.4, the 12th is 100 Hz, a very common one, 107 is the 14th, and 114.8 is the 16th. Caution, because making the PL frequency stick uses a slightly different procedure than all the other functions. There's this and one other function that requires you to use the menu joystick in order to fix that frequency into this location. In this case, we're programming a VFO. In order to set this frequency into the tone memory, the frequency memory for PL, you have to depress the joystick into the radio to get this tone. Okay, that indicates that that PL frequency has taken. What I'm going to do is now play where I press the wrong thing. You cannot simply press the tone button again and have it stick. You'll get an error beep and it sounds like this. First I've got to go function, then tone. Now it's waiting to accept the PL frequency. And I'm going to reset that to 100. Whoops, I accidentally hit the push to talk button there. And it exited that mode. That's the beeps you'll hear when it does not accept the PL tone. Doing that process one more time. First, the function button to get into the set the PL frequency mode. Then the tone button. It's now ready to accept a PL tone. I will push the tone button again, thinking that that's the way to exit. That was the error beep. Three beeps. It did not set the PL tone. Now I'll go back again and do it properly. Function, A key. tone, button 7. And now pressing the menu joystick inward. Change accepted. Now I have a side note on VFOs. If you recall, the A receiver has 3 bands, and the B receiver has 11 bands. There's a memory for the VFO frequency in each of those bands. Whenever you switch to VFO mode and change bands, and I'll describe some of that again next, you will go to whatever frequency that band was on the last time you visited it. So if you have 10 megahertz programmed in the shortwave band and 52 megahertz programmed in the next band up, and you go back down to the shortwave band, you'll be back at that same frequency again. Now, on the A receiver, there are 3 bands, as I said before, and you push button 2 to cycle through them, and the low tone is 2 meters. And I'm going to go into VFO mode. Now I'm going to push the band button 2 to cycle through the 3 A receiver bands. Okay, I'm cycling through. The low band is 2 meters, then 220, 440, back to 2 meters. Moving on to the B receiver now, pushing the AB button 3, I now have whatever channel I was in there. I happen to be in a memory, so I'm going to push VFO. I see that I'm in 2 meters here. I'm now going to cycle through the shortwave bands in receiver B. Remember, receiver B has 11 bands. The strange thing about receiver B is that the low tone is in the 440 band of the 11. So I'm going to cycle through to that one, which would be up a couple. Okay, I have that programmed in CW here right at the moment. Now I'm on the 400 band. I'm going to go up until I get to the broadcast band, which is the 100 kilohertz to 1800 megahertz. And that's WGN radio. So it's 3 pushes of the band button 2 to take receiver B from the beep band, which is the 400 band, to the lowest band, the broadcast band. The next bands, in some areas, they refer to these by the nearest band of convenience, even though they're continuous. They don't have any holes in them except for the cellular band. So what they call the broadcast band, although it covers the AM broadcast band, it actually goes from 100 kilohertz up to 1.8 megahertz. The next HF band goes from 1.8 megahertz up to 10 meters. The band after that, they refer to 6 meters, goes from 10 meters up to the FM broadcast band. The next band covers the FM broadcast band. Then we have the aircraft band. Then the 2-meter band, of course that covers like 137 to 174, covers the business band. Then we have above that up to 220. Then we have the 220 band. Then we go from 400 to whatever, and there's several up there in the 800 megahertz range. I won't cover them all here, but the main thing I wanted to point out is that the beep band is 440, so I'll go back to that. And you can hear that since they all beep, this is the low beep. Then, to get to the low broadcast band, the 100 kilohertz to 1.8 megahertz, we go of 3.
On your credit cards.
And here we have an AM station. So now we are in the AM broadcast band. That's 3 beeps from the low beep. To go to the shortwave band, it's 1 more.
That's 1 more.
And here I happen to be on 7175, and I don't know what I'm listening to here. One thing to note, the receiver has a bar antenna for below 10 megahertz. That has to be enabled in the long menu. I can cover that later. In any of these bands, again, as a reminder, you can program a VFO frequency, so you can push the VFO button B, then the enter button pound, and enter a frequency using star as the decimal point. Once that frequency is set, if you change bands, go to a different frequency in a new band, come back to that band, it will still be on the frequency you programmed when you last visited. You can also navigate through the bands using the joystick. You can push it to the right to go up one band and left to go down one band. So if I start out in the broadcast band, I can go down 3 to get to that 400 megahertz. I'll go up 3 to get to back to the broadcast band. That's joystick left and right, and again I use my fingernail. Another note, when you're in VFO mode on receiver B, and receiver B is button 3, the high tone, receiver B can tune any of these bands. If you enter the frequency directly, it will put you in the proper band automatically, so you really don't have to worry about which shortwave band you're in when entering directly in the receiver B. In the receiver A, I can only assume that it works the same way. As long as you're in one of the three bands, it'll automatically switch to the band for you. I can now describe the modes, modulation modes, AM, FM, CW, sideband, etc. This, unfortunately, is the second or shifted function of button 2, the band button that takes you up in bands. So in order to change modes, you have to push two keys. That is the function button A and the band button 2. Each time you do that sequence, it will shift to the next available mode. The low beep is FM, and it goes in this sequence here. FM, AM, lower sideband, upper sideband, CW, and if available, wideband FM first, then the regular narrowband FM. Wideband FM is like the FM broadcast band 88 to 108. Things to remember in these modes, you cannot do single sideband or CW above 470 megahertz with the F6, and you cannot receive wideband FM below 29.7. Otherwise, you have all the modes. So in between 29.7 and 470, you have all the modes. And below 29.7 and above 470, you have one less mode. Now, actually, it's three less modes above 470 because you only have AM and FM and wide FM above 470. Those loud clicking noises you heard earlier was my Nextel phone doing something. It's too close to the tape recorder. I apologize for that. I'm not going to go back and record all that. I don't remember what I said. I've been playing this by ear, so I hope this helps.
Well, I think that was a good tape, and Steve did help us, didn't he? This is Pat Tice, WA0TDA at ARL.net for the Handy Hams, and that is the end of this file.